This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're not alone if the coronavirus pandemic has upended your life. The COVID-19 crisis is blocking many important rituals in our lives, too. But one Chicago high school teacher recently put on his online minister hat to help a couple have their big day. They stood on a sidewalk in Bucktown. He stood on his porch. Rings were involved. WBEZ's Monica Eng has the story.
Jeff Solon is a computer science teacher at Lane Tech College Prep, and that will figure later in our story. But he's also
a dudist priest in the Church of Latter-day Dudes.
You heard that right. The Latter-day Dudes. It's a group inspired by the movie The Big Lebowski, and the ordination is, well, actually official. So last week, when a pal couldn't officiate a wedding because he thought that he might have the coronavirus, he called up Solon.
And said, here's the situation we're in. Is there any chance that you could fill in and cover? And so I thought it sounded awesome.
The couple didn't want us to use their names, so we'll call them Dan and Jenny, like Solon did when he told the story on a Twitter thread. They'd gotten their marriage license the day before and were heading over to Solon's house in Bucktown when he sent them a text.
I was sitting at my desk looking at a 3D printer and I thought, man, do you need rings?
Turns out they did. So it was handy to have a computer science teacher with a 3D printer as their minister.
I just said, what are your ring sizes? And they told me, and then I found some files and downloaded them. And it was a quick print, so because rings are small, so it was about a 10-minute print job. When they arrived, they stayed on the other side of my gate.
While Solon stood on his porch to keep up the social distance, he wore black latex gloves to fill out the official paperwork, and his teenage daughter filmed the whole thing as people with dogs walked by, and moms passed by with strollers. Solon even told them that they were watching a wedding.
Really?
Yeah,
is that what's happening?
Yeah, it is.
Do you need witnesses?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good.
Congratulations.
And finally, he pronounced them married.
By the power vested in me by the state of Illinois and the Church of Dudism, I pronounce you man and wife.
And yeah, even the L-Train decided to christen the moment.
And then they were super nice. They gave me a champagne bottle and a pineapple and strawberries and two mangoes. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think it's in the manual. I think the two mangoes is the thing that really seals the deal. I don't think the wedding is official unless there's two mangoes.
But Solon said he wasn't really in it for just the fruit.
This is going to sound really cheesy, but I'm a big fan of love and companionship. I've been married to my wonderful wife for over 20 years, and it's exciting to see two people like get going on that.
This was Solon's first dudist wedding, but he's not ruling out performing more in the future. Still, they may have to wait for a bit, since he's got another project in the works. He wants to use Lane Tech's giant maker lab to produce face shields for medical professionals and others who need them.
I've got all this equipment sitting there in a big lab doing nothing. If it could help one person, then that's a win, right? That's more than zero people helped.
Solon says he'll be working in coming weeks with Chicago Public Schools and the city's Office of Emergency Management to get that project up and running. And then maybe more weddings. Monica Eng, WBEZ News.